When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Home Edit, your go-to podcast for all things design, decorating and style from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor of Home Beautiful, and today I'm talking wallpapers with an expert in the field, Sydney interior designer from My Design Styling, Sarah Tilley. Welcome to the HB studio, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we recently featured your beautiful home in the April issue of Home Beautiful, and you have used wallpaper in practically every room in your home. Why do you love using wallpaper so much?
Wallpaper to me is one of those beautiful opportunities to evoke an emotion and a sense of drama or a sense of quiet calm more than paint. Mm-hmm. So wallpaper has pattern, texture and colour, whereas paint has colour. Mm-hmm. So wallpaper ticks a few extra boxes mm-hmm. for me.
Do you have to be a fan of colour to embrace wallpaper, do you think?
No. Mm-hmm. It can be about texture. Mm-hmm. In our powder room, I wanted that room to feel luxurious and boutique, but I wanted it to feel calm as well. So we went with a beautiful shimmery gold linen fabric from Philip Jeffries. Mm-hmm. So it just has a little shimmer through it as mm-hmm. opposed to being an amazing print.
So are there any rules about choosing wallpaper, do you think?
I think it would be, what is it that you want to feel when you walk into the room? What's the environment? If mm-hmm. it's an entryway and that's the first room you walk into when you walk into the house, how do you want to set the tone mm-hmm. for the house? Mm-hmm. So in our entryway, which used to be the kitchen, I really wanted to have a feeling of, man, I am home and I love my home and this is a fun place to be in. So we have this beautiful La Palma print from Catherine Martin and it's got bananas on it. It's banana palm trees. So
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun, yes.
And do you only do one wall when you do wallpaper? Is that the thing you have to do these days?
I think that comes down to budget, really. Mm. And if you just want that one wall to be the feature wall, like mm-hmm. we used to have feature wall colours for paint mm. only, if the room and budget allows to do all of the walls, then certainly do all of the walls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, be mindful of where you're going to use the wallpaper. Is it just below a chair rail? Mm-hmm. Is it just on one wall? Is it going to be above the chair rail, below a picture rail? You can use it in so many different ways.
So you're not opposed to having that if you have a full-on print the whole room? That wouldn't...
Listen, if you want someone to walk into that room and go, whoa, mm-hmm. far out, this is amazing. I feel like I'm in a beautiful floral, modern Marimekko garden, then do it.
Yeah, sounds good. So what about if for someone who isn't so colourful or is a bit not as brave as you, what would you recommend?
People always tend to lean first to something that's plain, sensible, practical and hard wearing. But if it's going to be in your bedroom and there's two adults living in there who are over 40, let's not worry so much about it being plain, practical and hard wearing. This is meant to be a room where you feel relaxed and calm. So step it up a little bit. Like mm-hmm. if you want your master bedroom to feel a bit more romantic, well, romantic to me might mean muted, soft, shimmery patterns, but romantic to someone else might be pale pinks and no shimmers, or it might be stripes and greys, or it might be a beautiful grass cloth. Mm. So it's just trying to work out what it is that appeals to your client mm-hmm. and then just encourage them to be a little bit brave. Nothing's permanent, right? If you don't love it after a couple of years, tear it down and put up something else. Yep. It doesn't have to be forever.
Yep, sounds good. And does the colour of the and scheme of a wallpaper, does it have to match tonally with the rest of the room and the rest of the rooms in the house, do you think, or can it just stand alone?
I think each room can have a personality and be different to the other rooms. But I think you'll find there's always going to be a common element that threads all the way through, whether it's the trim and the paint colour on your windows might be white in all of the rooms. You might have a hint of black, whether it's coming through in joinery or handles or window frames or floor tiles, or there might be another neutral that's coming through, like a beautiful linen or a beige, and that's the colour that is anchoring and pulling all of the rooms and uniting them, I guess, together.
Yep, sounds like a good idea. And have you got a favourite wallpaper at the moment?
Right now, I did use a couple, anything by Kelly Wurstler that's got a little bit of a shimmer, and we used two of hers in my house, and I do pat my wallpaper when I walk past. Not because it's tactile, but I'm like, yay, I'm really glad that I bit the bullet on that and that my husband was okay to go ahead and leap of faith it with us.
Did he have the yay and nay on all the colours and things for the wallpaper?
He knew that whatever I was going to choose was going to be something that's come from both of our tastes.
Yep.
We've been together for 25 years. That's more than half of my life. So we do know each other quite well. And he loves ties, and ties are his wallpaper for him every day. He has more than 200 ties. So I know he's not scared of pattern or colour.
Right.
So he yayed and nayed everything. And then anything he was being a bit nay on that I really wanted, I just got Lucy, our interior designer in the office, to go and mediate. And then either I got what I wanted or Ben got what he wanted.
Perfect. It's
collaborative.
Perfect solution. And finally, do you recommend leaving the application of wallpaper to the professionals?
Oh, my gosh, 100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. Thanks so much for those great tips, Sarah. That's fabulous. And that's it for the Daily Home Edit today. Please remember to tell your friends about our little podcast, and remember to rate, review and subscribe. See you next time. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.